are you, a sensitive who feels you are here to make an impact, to make a difference, help other people? I've yet to meet a sensitive that has said, no, that is not me. Every sensitive I've ever had a wonderful conversation with has brought forward something about helping other people, or I want to make a difference. I really want to make an impact. I want to know what my purpose is. So if that's you, this is what we are talking about today. We're talking about expansion, you, your future, making an impact, why I believe that sensitives are the ones that can really make a difference. And I'm going to talk about why that is.
Hey, Tropisoul, you just stepped onto the shores of Inspiration Island and you are right on time. I was just whipping up a fresh batch of mental margaritas, my special blend, and a splash of that magic sauce called Inspiration. Go grab your beach chair and let's fill your glass together. Welcome to the Tropisoul Talks with Nicole podcast, where we make turning your real life into your wildest dream life an adventure that feels like a never-ending beach bash. I'm your host, Nicole, the Tropisoul Coach. If you've been trying to figure out how to strategically kick off a plan or launch a new idea, make those beautiful, bold dreams a reality, I know as a highly sensitive, creative, visionary soul what that feels like. This podcast will help with all of that, and I promise, feel like a sunbeam for your soul. We'll even explore Tropisoul transformation stories from creative souls just like you. Let's sip some mental margaritas, soak up the tropa breeze, and dive right in.
Welcome back. And after working with so many sensitives, I realized something bigger going on here. Sensitives have this desire to make the world a better place, which that's why I do what I do. It's why I stepped out. It was the vision that I had. This world, as I heard Dr. John DeMartini say so many years ago, the world is just one big friggin' house. We all live in the same house together. I always saw it that way. I never felt like the other side of the planet was so far away because I feel a connection with everything and everyone. And so to feel that energy and feel that connection, to feel so close to someone, even though on the planet they're miles away, I love that feeling. I have friends in Australia, I have friends in the UK, and I'm in Wisconsin, and yet I feel so close. When he said that, that was a moment where I thought, yes, I feel that way too. Here's a connection. He's saying something, and I feel like he's talking to me. As the pieces started to come together, and the more I started to learn about myself and understand why I'm wired the way that I am, and how to use my gifts and my strengths to help other sensitives, that's when I started to feel most alive. I was stepping into my gifts, and sensitives were saying, yes, that is me. You're speaking to me. That's how I feel. I thought I was alone. Now I don't feel alone. Our qualities. And again, I don't look at any of us as the same. You're not a cookie cutter version of someone else. Okay. But there are common traits that we share. And when you start to hang out with people who get it, who talk like you, think like you, this is where the connection expands. And that's what I love about our community. I see a future vision of sensitives stepping into their gifts, making a difference in the world. Many sensitives are doing that. So many. I hope that you're one of them. But if you feel like, I don't even know where I'm going, I don't know what I want, it's okay, because we all start somewhere. Yesterday, I read a post from a woman saying, I feel like I don't know where I'm going. I don't have a plan yet. I see all of you doing what you do, and it's intimidating. And I thought, but we all start somewhere. We all start somewhere. And we can look forward at someone who's miles ahead of us and feel that same way. That is not what this is about. You can say to yourself, even if I don't know what that looks like, I am making progress and I am on my way. This is to grab your attention, to create awareness for you that there is something more, that you can continue to expand. Whatever you see deep down inside, that's possible for you. So I saw these signs for change. Then I started to realize there's something bigger going on, that sensitives want to make an impact. Every sensitive I worked with, and I have worked with so many, I have had conversations with so many, I interact with all of our sensitives in my community, there is always that piece, the heart of what we're doing. I wanted our community to be focused on not just stepping into your gifts, but at the level you dream about. because it's different for everyone. Does that really ring your bell? Does it resonate? Is that where you're at? Maybe you want to travel or you want to do workshops, teach, or work with clients across the globe as a speaker, an author, teacher, coach, spiritual teacher or practitioner, something holistic that tends to be where we are, sensitives. This is about what's the right fit for you? Where do you see yourself? Because it's been coming to me for so long, the vision. So do I think sensitives can save the planet? I actually do. I really do. And here's why. Because we have total compassion. We are all inclusive with people. We accept people where they're at. We want to help people. We want to create solutions. We also have gifts to create new ideas, new perspectives, to look at things outside the box. But not if they stay small. Not if they second guess themselves. And that's why the vision is clear for me that I see sensitives in leadership positions, whether that be in a company you're working for, in your own business, or in certain industries like the entertainment industry or music, teachers, they're spiritual practitioners. Sensitives bring a different calmness and a love and acceptance to all situations. We're the ones that want to create harmony. That, to me, is a formula for bringing the world up in vibration, elevating. You are the one that people are going to talk to. They want your perspective on things. They love how you always make them feel better. What I ask is, are you right now making an impact the way that you see for yourself? Are you doing what you dream of doing? And are you doing it at the level you really want to be doing it at? I'm doing this. This is my life's work, my way of serving, my way of contributing, my way of making an impact. Am I at the level that I want to be? No, not yet, because I will never stop evolving. I'm going to grow and reach as many people as possible. I want to be that catalyst that helps you and any sensitive I come in contact with to think bigger, to dream bigger, and then to step into that and create the life and the level of impact that you love so much. Am I done yet? Not even close. Am I making an impact? I am. I made that transition. This is what I'm asking you. Are you making the impact that you want? Are you doing what you dream of doing? Now you're either saying, obviously, one of three answers. You're saying, well, yes, no, not yet, or I don't even know what that is. That's a common one too. And let me just tell you, it's okay if you don't know right now, because you will. If that feeling you have that there's something bigger for you, there's something more for you, if that continues to come back for you, you will not give up on it, because your dream doesn't give up on you. That's the way I always put it. You're going to have more than one dream. Your purpose changes moment to moment. The more you evolve, how could your purpose stay the same? That's the thing I think we get caught up on about purpose. What's my purpose? As if it's some mystery. How are you showing up today? How do you feel? How do you want to feel? Are you making an impact? If you're not, do you want to be? If you want to be, are you making an impact at the level you want? Living your life on purpose means that you are fulfilling that. I live my life on purpose every day. It's not about a purpose. It's a lifestyle. Living your life on purpose is a lifestyle. I get up every day. I love serving. I love what I'm doing. I love having conversations about life. I love talking and working with sensitives and looking at their life. If you're not feeling fulfilled, your happiness comes and goes. If you are fulfilled, life is so good. When you're in such a great space in your life, everything is magnified. When you're in the zone, everything that happens for you is happiness, giddiness. That is what I see for every one of us. I don't know why it can't be that way for everyone. Because it can be. Doesn't mean you won't be challenged. Stress, this expectation that you'll never be stressed. You'll never be challenged. Everything will just be sugar and lollipops. No. But when you're fulfilled, when you're making an impact, when you're making a difference, it drives to help you create your life to get you to the level where you walk around with a grin on your face when your life is just that good. You should be doing that, because that would make a difference for you, for your family, for your health, for your longevity, for your well-being, but it will also set an example for others. You'll call them into the light. Ultimately, we are here. There's something bigger going on. I've accepted the role. I've said yes to my mission. I want to call people into the light, because living in the shadows with all this heavy stuff in this dark space, like the Walking Dead, is not where it's at. I want you full of life, because that energy transfers. And I do believe that we are here to have an amazing, awesome, fantastic experience. Crying yourself to sleep, or crying on the way home from work, or feeling like you're missing out, or feeling like there's something more, but you don't know what it is, and you feel empty inside. It doesn't have to be that way. What level do you want to be making an impact? What's stopping you from making the impact you want at the level that you want? Of course, you might start with time, self-sabotage. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. It's beliefs. Do you believe you can make an impact at the level you want to be? And if you don't, why not? Problems, setbacks, limitations. This is what's common. I hear them all the time. I demolish these. You can bring these to me and you will leave with a different understanding of what's really going on. It is alignment work I do. Sensitives who feel insecure. I don't know if I have what it takes. Who would listen to me? I don't know what I'm supposed to do. These insecurities. You can absolutely get rid of fear. I think I'm afraid of success. Trust me, when you're making an impact and you're doing what you love and enjoy, you are not afraid. You are on fire. Fear is actually just past coming up as a blocker. And it's your ego. Ego's part of you. So let's not destroy it and bash it. But let's say, you know, I getcha, but I'm in charge of me and I'm okay. So here's another one I love to demolish. Lack of tools. You might not know what you don't know. You might not have the tools to adjust your energy. You're just not aware. So you're not aware of any of these things. You're rolling through life and your energy is getting pummeled by everyone and everything. And you're trying to manage it and keep it intact by everything around you. And that's backwards. That's outside in. You want to live inside out. So you might not have the tools that you need, which is absolutely what I teach. No traction. You're just not seeing the traction. You work really hard. No traction. It feels flighty. You feel all over the place, but nothing's happening. So maybe you don't know who you are. I had a client one time wanted to be a police officer, told they should be an engineer, but wound up being a personal trainer. You decide and define, and you should, who you are. Not be who you were born to be, actually who you want to be. That evolves. Knowing who you are, no one can push you out of your space, but you also need to know what you want. Sensitives don't know what they want. They know they want to make an impact, but then they're saying yes to all that they don't want because somebody else asked them. And I get this with all the love in my heart. If you've said yes to things and I don't say no, you've been saying that for months and years. When are you going to stop? Also, sensitives, if the feeling has been too painful, we are super feelers. Your brain is scientifically proven that the emotional center in your brain receives more blood there. It's more active. We have this greater emotional capacity. We feel deeply. Yet if you've had negative experiences in your past, negative experiences about your feelings, negative experiences about being too emotional, too sensitive, or any of those things where the feeling was so painful, sensitives develop this ability to just cut it off. Sense that you weren't safe, shut it down. See you. Bye-bye. So you can desensitize. Now, that's great for survival in the moment, but it's not great for ongoing life. Sensitives cut off their feeling place when feeling more is the answer. See, emotions are not the issue. Emotions are not the problem or the bad guy. You should be emotional. You're a freaking sensitive. So those are just some of the things I see where sensitives get limited. If you are a sensitive who wants to make an impact, say, yes, I want to make an impact. I'm here to make a difference. And if you're not sure what that is or what that looks like, it's okay. Because again, we all start somewhere. You're drawn to all different things, whether it's oils and crystals or Reiki or massage or coaching or nutrition, food, herbs, fitness, exercise, yoga. You're drawn to all different things. You even start studying many of the things. Without even thinking about it, you do that. and you think, oh, what am I going to do with all this? I have shiny object syndrome. That's not what it is. You're just in the gathering stage. You're collecting your tools. Okay. You're intuitively collecting what you need to do what you're here to do. Your gifts were already given to you. Okay. You were born with those. Those are wired in what you're naturally organically good at. You don't even realize some of it because it's so easy for you. But the rest of it is a gathering. You're gathering tools, resources, people, mentors, spiritual teachers, information. So be on alert that if something calls you, oh, I love that. I must find that out. I have to learn more about that. I have to read about that. That's what's going on. It's not just, oh, look at me. I'm just all over the place. Just trust that your intuition is guiding you every step of the way. So what is your vision? How do you want to make an impact? What comes up when I ask you that? What do you feel? What images pop in? What are you noticing? Where do you feel it? If you tune in right now, you stepping out in the world, making a difference for others, helping others the way you dream about, I would just bet you have a warm or a tightness in your chest. You can feel it if you tap in right now. You let yourself go there. And you breathe it in. Tears might bubble up. You making a difference for others. How important that is. How much it means to you. If you let yourself, you probably wouldn't think about anything else. Seeing yourself doing more. Feeling that calling. So what is it? How are you making a difference? How would you be making an impact? If you're already doing it, are you at the level that you want to be? Are you helping as many people as you want to be? Or are you feeling, I wish I could. I don't have the energy. I don't have the time. I don't have the this. I don't have the that. I don't feel good. I'm sick all the time because then we got some other stuff going on. There's energy clearing that needs to happen for you to step into your gift, into your space. I had an awesome alignment session recently. She said, from the moment I met you, I wanted to work with you. I knew it. It was time. I'd love to see you step out doing what you do. I'd love to see that magnified, you aligning so you can step more into your role as a spiritual leader. I do it all the time for sensitives, helping them call out where the limitations are, helping them call out why they're not there yet or what's going on. What a beautiful vision, but your energy is not aligned. So it'll be workout burnout as a pattern, get it back together or have this burst and then boom, bottom out. And it doesn't have to be like that. Burnout, no. Does not have to be. Right now, wherever you are, is right where you need to be. That's cool. I don't want you to stay there, though. That's what this is about. It's about you growing and expanding, evolving. Wherever you are, whether it's, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, but I know I want to make an impact. How long are you willing to stay the same? Even if you don't know what you're supposed to be doing, but you know there's something more for you. Even if you know what you're supposed to be doing, and you haven't stepped into it yet, even if you know what you're here to do and you're doing it, but not at the level you want to be doing it, wherever you are, how long are you willing to stay there? What do you want to do about this? Because I want your happy right now. You need this. The world needs this. This is about you stepping forward, doing what you're gifted and put here to do at the level you're meant to do it at.
No more waiting. You're living it. You're contributing in the way that feels most meaningful for you. You're waking up every day, feeling on purpose, feeling amazing. That is the most satisfying feeling I have found in the whole wide world, is just waking up and knowing, ha, I did it. I worked on what I'm here to do. I'm sharing. I'm contributing. I'm doing that. Instead of, I'm doing all of these things. I'm really busy. I'm so exhausted. I'm so tired. I don't know which end is up. And I guess I'll figure it out tomorrow. Because I've been on that side too. And I can tell you where you have more fun. I can tell you that when you lay your head down at night on your pillow and it's easy for you to doze off because you feel satisfied, you feel complete. That's a good feeling. Now, sometimes when you have so many ideas and you're really excited, they might spin through your mind a bit, but I have found that my sleepless nights were more contributed to the times of my life when I was not expressing myself fully. I was not sharing my message. I was not stepping out in a way that felt good or meaningful. I did not feel that I was contributing and doing what I feel that I am called to do, which is this, empowering highly sensitive people to find their clarity and find their purpose and live and move on their empowered path. Because when they are doing that, they light up the world. And we need so much more light right now. There's just so much confusion and chaos and a lot of things contributing to that. And you know what? You could listen to this in a few more years and it'll be the same. But what shouldn't be the same is that you're still waiting for something to tell you that now is the time. Every year I read these messages. This is my time. The time, your time is when you decide this is my time, but not like with a meme. Okay. You decide it's your time and you make your move. Let's do that. That's what I want for you. I want you to make your move. We need you. We need you to make your move. It is your turn. The waiting needs to be over. And if anything, the last few years, I think we've seen it could go any which way. So let's you and I roll up our sleeves and get you moving on your empowered path. Yes or yes. Your satisfaction, your fulfillment by embracing who you are, embracing what you feel called to share with the world, whatever that is for you. It is very personal, and in the process that you get to experience all of your dream results, the things that you used to think were just so far off in the distance, they didn't even seem reachable, but you're living it. Your life is that good that it feels like a dream. That is what I would love. Remember, every challenge, every obstacle is absolutely perfect for you. It is simply a personalized opportunity and invitation to become more of who you are here to become. And you do have the power to shape your destiny. You do have the gifts and abilities. They are all, by the way, aligned with your big dream vision. You've already been given what you need to make those happen, but maybe what you don't have just yet is the right support. But hey, that's what I'm here for. Thank you so much for joining me today. I absolutely love that we get to connect in this way. This is Coach Nicole signing off, here to help you find your empowered path. Until next time, my friend, stay energized for life.
Thank you so much for joining the Tropisoul Talks with Nicole podcast today, fellow Tropisoul. If this episode stirred up those feel-good vibes and left you craving more inspiration, do yourself a favor. Hit that subscribe button right now. And hey, don't be shy about sharing the Tropisoul love. Leave a review and let me know how this podcast is lighting up your unique journey. Your words mean the world to me and fellow Tropisouls who are yet to discover this beachside bliss approach to life. Until next time, keep riding those waves of inspiration and living your Tropisoul truth. Stay vibrant, stay curious, and stay Tropa true to yourself. Bye for now.